Like to call the meeting together, a hair late, and we do have a quorum. I would like to, is there any additions to the agenda or would we like to adopt it? Is there a motion?
We had no minutes?
Because we didn't have a meeting last time.
Minutes were passed in front of the board meeting.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Because there wasn't one in May, I believe it was.
Right.
So there are no minutes. So it's just the agenda.
I move to approve the agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The agenda stays. So to start off, there's a policy revision that they'd like to get approved. Has everybody taken a look at that to make sure, to provide additional paid holidays for the part-time employees in the aide positions? Is there any questions or discussion about that?
I'll make a motion with more discussion.
Okay, is there a second on that?
I'll second that.
Okay.
This is something, Madam Chair, that we did discuss. How we pay and affect it, as you said, it's not retroactive.
Yep.
And it's subject to the approval of the final 2020 budget tonight.
Okay. And it is $15,000 that it will be added, correct, to the budget? Okay, is there any other discussion on that? Dan?
Okay, the part that's crossed out, are those the only five holidays that were dealt with before then? On page five?
Right. They received those five holidays up until this point.
And it's the same for this too, or is it more holidays?
It will be, they will receive the same holidays that all of the other employees receive.
Okay.
So it's more, right.
Without adding addition, okay. It wasn't clear to me when I read it on top there, so.
Madam Chair, I'm not clear on that. We did add holidays, though.
We had holidays for aide, but everyone else had them already, so it's not more than what everyone else.
Okay, we just added it for the aides.
Right.
We just struck out the pay grade 10 and above.
Is there any other further discussion, questions on that?
It was good spirited discussion and Randy won. You got one victory today, Randy.
Well, since we're running late, I'll call for a vote on that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next thing on the agenda is another policy staff revision regarding the computer use for staff. Is there any questions or comments on that? Something Julie will address, correct?
Right, these revisions are in conjunction with some policies that are in the full board packet from the IT department in order for us to comply with payment card industry requirements. So essentially, and we also added a component to the 2.0 computer use for staff, just indicating that personal use of our mail system should be avoided, and that has more to do with data privacy. If we get data requests, it just sort of eliminates how much things we have to sift through that aren't related to business. But otherwise, and then the workplace conduct is just the actual title of the policy that it's referencing in the third paragraph. So that's more cosmetic. And then the other policies that are deleted are actually going to be part, they're in both places right now in the information technology department policies as well as personnel. We're going to house them in the information technology because they do relate to the information security topics.
I just had a question with staff should avoid using them. Should it not say not use that? Or I wasn't quite sure about the word avoid. On page 7 there, the word avoid is used instead of not used?
Yeah, I mean, I think we don't do a complete absolute.
They can use it on their breaks.
It would make it difficult for someone, for example, to get school weather alerts for the kids on their work email, so we didn't want to prohibit it exclusively. Data practices law does allow for personal data to not be considered public data, So if we establish this as a baseline, it means that if we get a data request and somebody asks for something about snow, we wouldn't also have to provide the snow alert from somebody's school as part of the data request.
Okay. Any other questions or concerns about that, this policy revision?
Madam Chair, just to me, it was like language updates mostly to reflect what's current instead of old names and old references. Now it's devices because it's more than just one style. And with that, I'll make a motion to accept policy revisions.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
I thought Jeff would made a motion with
that. Any further discussion before Jeff's cell phone there? Okay, I'll call for a vote on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
I thought you'd say quack quack on that.
It says Roadrunner. That wasn't a duck.
Thank you, Karen.
Next thing on the agenda, there is an update on paid time off that Julie put together for us. It's just for our review of how much it was requested on March 19th. Looks like there's a lot of PTO out there. I'm not sure if there was any other reasons why we had this. I see what it says in the background information there. Is there any further questions on that?
Madam Chair.
Yes,
I'm curious. It says 243 employees have the is that the excess PTO, that the 243, or is it just that's the total that's eligible?
That's the total that's eligible.
Okay. So how many employees, I assume it's not 243, that have the liability?
When you say excess, what do you mean by excess?
So everybody accrues. So everybody has some accrual.
Yeah, the accrual is what I'm talking about. The accrued hours is 18. What do we, remind me what employees are allowed to accrue?
You have that
carryover?
Right. So it's a little complicated. It's generally a 2 years worth of accrual, but it is prorated because we have so many part-time positions. So the accrual is different depending on how many hours you're scheduled to work each week, that threshold.
I think it kind of follows up the discussion that the paper, the St. Cloud Times, had on the counties of time and a half, you know, the additional budget cost. One of the points that I made, our public works director had enough for 2 years, unlimited. Thankfully to him, he was willing to cooperate and change that, but we would have had to hire a public works director for 2 years to replace his duties if he chose to do that. PTO is exactly for what that's designated for, is personal time off. It's not to bank or to create a financial liability to any organization, including the library. Because one, if they're not taking it, they're not being as productive as an employee as they could be. And two, it does create a potential financial liability and a disruption. Look at the former executive director. I mean, how long was she paid with the PTO over what period of time? And we were like sailing in the wind. I think personally, I don't know if I asked for it or there was a general discussion, but that was and still is my concern of how high do we let that accrual to occur and at what expense, not just financial, but also from an employee, a value-added employee.
So what's the most amount of time that someone could have? Is it like 8 weeks?
66 days would be someone who's been here over 25 years and works full-time.
66 days.
Mm-hmm. Maximum accrual. Mm-hmm.
Maximum, and that's
a little over 3 months.
Yeah. That's better than
See, and that's a good point, Jeff, is that we at the county, we put a ceiling on that where we're forcing people to take vacation. And because, again, you have less productive employees because you have the ones that are there, been 25 years. Hey, you know what? I'm going to be taking off a week and I can accrue this. And it comes down to when they retire. Now we have to pay that out, and that's an additional dollar that we probably haven't budgeted because we don't know that employee A might go out in 2 weeks and all of a sudden now we've got 3 months of PTO that we have to pay them. Plus, they give their notice, they're getting paid basically twice for that. So that I think that would be a great subject to.
If I could just mention with, and I'm not, counties may operate a little, with vacation and sick, I'm not sure, but with PTO, it is used for anything. So yeah. We don't have separate funeral days. We don't have separate sick time. So as people are, so there is some banking that occurs so that people can meet the needs depending on what season of their life they're in. Maybe you have young children that get sick, so you want to have a little bank. And then you want to have some time off just for vacation. Maybe you're taking care of elderly parents, so you want to have a bank. Funerals. So there is some banking that with PTO does need to occur because there is no other fund that's going to pay that.
And I think 3 months is reasonable, but that is the limit then. Yeah. And I don't think we should allow any more because, again, it's counterproductive in my mind for what it's used.
Sure.
Or what it's supposed to be used for. It's not supposed to be used as a banking for cashing in at
right.
the end because that really disrupts an organization, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Jeff, on that. 66 days is reasonable. Unlimited will get you because if you got unlimited and say they've been there 25 years and they accumulated some of this 25 years ago when they're basically at the end, lower end of the pay scale and now they've accumulated, now you got to pay them out the high end of the pay scale. And all the CPAs tell you to be careful on this because the unfunded liability is sitting there and be careful because that's the elephant in the room. I know the Teamsters out east have a $1 trillion problem with that one. And a lot of Chicago, Detroit, and a lot of those police and fire have a problem with it. And we just talked with our CPA today, and basically, here's where your liabilities are for future there, and you've got to really be mindful of that. It was actually on a graph, but we got to where ours is sitting, and you got to be real mindful of that number.
One thing I would mention too is our ADP system; it automatically stops the accrual when the maximum is hit.
What is the maximum?
So again, it's going to vary by number of hours you work each week
okay. And
how long you've been here.
And I guarantee you any employee that it's up against that accrual hour are going to take them. Use it or lose it, they'll take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think it would be, Madam Chair, I think it would be just interesting for your purposes, I don't care if you share it with us or not, but how many of the 243 are maxed on what they can withhold? Because that would be telling. If I was sitting where you were, which I'd be more than happy to trade with you if you want to, mm-hmm. you'd want to know if they're not using it, why not?
Well, I think you did look. There weren't a lot.
No, there aren't many maxed.
And that's good.
Right.
That's
because then they are using.
Maybe you could bring that number back to us in a couple months and just let us know like how many are maxed out of the 243.
I'm just looking at some numbers to see if I have it. I may not.
Julie, blame it on Aaron.
I think, Madam Chair, I think what you're going to see is that, again, the senior employees probably have more accumulation of
right.
PTO than the millennials and all that because from my experience working at the county, they kind of use it up as they get it, you know, so they don't bank anything anymore.
So I can tell you that of looking at some of the years of service, if I look at 25 and up, there's 9 employees in that category. Their average hours are 191 of PTO that they have accrued. So they're not at the max on average.
Okay.
And so I don't have any category of my years of service that are that average, that max.
Oh, it's within control and
right.
It's within reason. And
mm-hmm. Any other questions or concerns about that? Okay, thank you, Julie.
Yeah.
So that brings us to our next meeting is September 17th. Is there any other comments or questions? So with that, I don't need a motion to adjourn, right? I can just adjourn.